Plains Tribune presents the Friday Mashup.
Thank you for attending the Talking Classifieds. To place your free Talking Classified, call 605-549-5515. If you need a little help, that's okay. Just leave a message at that same number. That's 605-549-5515. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I have a Singer sewing machine, model 15-91. It has a pod motor. It requires no belt. It's direct drive, probably from the late 40s, maybe early 50s, an original three-drawer cabinet. The cabinet could stand a little attention on the top surface, but I would rate it as good plus condition with owner's manual, buttonhole attachment, and other attachments. I'm asking $200, must pick up. You can contact me at 605-645-3882. Thank you.
October 20th through the 22nd, there will be a spiritual gathering held at the Latchstring Restaurant in Spearfish Canyon. Lecture topics include science, history, the natural world, biblical scripture, and comparative religions. These lectures are supposed to provide foundational faith through evidence of a creator. All faiths are welcome. Lecture times are Friday morning at 10 to 12, Friday evening 7 to 9, Saturday morning 9 to 11, Saturday evening 7 to 9, and Sunday morning 10 to 12.
Hi, I have two Honda CRV items for sale. The first is a Honda CRV cargo cover. It's like new, and I'm asking $40 for this item. The second item is a Honda CRV 16-inch spare tire with rim. It's never been used, and I'm asking $20 for this item. Please call Steph, S-T-E-P-H, at 720-427-9597. To purchase either item. Thank you.
Hi, I have an Apples to Apples Junior card game in pristine condition that I'm trying to sell. I've had it for a few years, but only had like a couple chances to play it, so it's in really good condition. The box doesn't have any scuffs or rips, and all the cards are there. I'm asking $15, and you can contact me by texting 520-548-1311. If you're interested or want to make an offer, just go ahead and text me at that number. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I have a very lightly played with 18-inch doll and horse set with all the original accessories, along with the original horse and doll set comes another doll sleepover set with matching storybook and accessories that include a toothbrush, toothpaste, bunny slippers, and more. Everything is in good condition, and there are no missing pieces or broken parts. All four of the horse's legs can move and bend, and the doll's arms, legs, and head move as well. The doll has rich dark brown hair and dark blue eyes. This collection would make a great Christmas gift, especially with the holidays right around the corner, or even a birthday present for any little girl who loves ranch life. Right now, my asking price is $100. I will take offers on it, and you can reach me at 605-644-7337. Thank you.
Hi. Hello. I have three new TN315 Brother printer toner cartridges in cayenne, magenta, and yellow. They are genuine Brother cartridges, factory sealed. I'm asking $275 for all three. Please call Steph at 720-427-9597. To purchase these items. Thank you.
This is John Dale. I want to share something with you that is near and dear to my heart, and that is my computer monitor. I'm a computer professional. I sit in front of this thing for my job every day, sometimes as much as 18 hours at a time. Over the years, I've been doing this for decades. I've developed something called computer vision syndrome. I have light sensitivity issues when I look away from the monitor. Now, if I step away from the computer for a while, it feels better. But I have to work. I have to get my job done. And that's why I prefer digital ink monitors by DB to Dom. These things use that digital ink like an e-reader, so you don't have this light blasting into your face. They're awesome. Check it out. Go to dbtodom.com today.
He might need another spacesuit, a black belt with the belch. He's American spaceman, half Irish and half Welsh.
Join us now for the next exciting episode of Captain Backfire, where no duck has gone before. Previously on Captain Backfire, the captain and his crew were en route to free the oppressed and emotionally sensitive people of Facebookia. But they delayed their mission to explore a strange moon. The captain and Lieutenant Jackson barely made it back to safety, but now the crew of the USS Liberally has a chance to heal emotionally. Mission Control, we could probably handle this by email, but assemble the team for a meeting.
Roger, Cap.
Everyone assemble in the conference room for a meeting that could probably be handled over email.
Roger that, Mission Control. FYI, I'm already here.
Roger, I'm on my way to the conference room.
Roger.
Hey there, Jackson. Oh, don't step on the ducks. Don't step on them.
Why them ducks next to the door, Cap?
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, I want to introduce you to our PETA rep, Magnus von Magnus Samuelson Carlson.
Hi there. We put them in front of the door, right in front of this door, because in front of the door they get proper ventilation flow for ducks. These particular varieties require a little bit more airflow, and that's why they're right in front of the door.
And trust me, man, these ducks need a lot of ventilation.
Well, okay. So why we need these ducks anyway?
Headquarters paid a pretty penny for these, man. They're real special. They're emotional support ducks.
You know, those are probably a good idea. I'm still haunted by my days as a bass player in a country combo band. We were called Four Fiddlers and a Ham. It was bad enough when we had a banjo player join, but the thought of a ska drummer triggers my FTSD. Baby, I can't take that. How these ducks work, anyway?
Oh, yeah. You just pick it up and give it a little hug, like this.
Well, okay. I can give it a hug, but I can't step on it.
Well, you see, when you hug them, they don't smell quite so bad.
Hi, guys.
Don't step on the duck.
Don't step on it.
Why is Dion holding a duck?
They're emotional support ducks. Dion was having some pretty bad flash forwards right now, man. Headquarters paid a lot of money for these.
Yep. They definitely did pay a lot of money.
Well, okay. You know, after that transporter snafu, I could use some emotional support. I'm here.
Don't step on the ducks!
Hey,
man, you can't step on them ducks.
Sorry, I didn't see them.
Why are there ducks right in front of the door?
They're expensive. You can hug them. They give you emotional support and make a fart noise.
Don't forget the ventilation. They need lots and lots of ventilation.
Well, okay. After that moon mission, I could use a duck hug.
All right. Now that everyone's here, we can start the meet. First order of business, we have a cargo bay full of these expensive emotional support farting ducks that we need to deliver to the emotionally fragile people of Facebookia. Second order of business, the printer's out of ink, so someone is going to have to go down there and replace the cartridge and reinstall the drivers.
Oh God, not again.
Quick, grab a duck.
Excellent.
Hey man, that was a good productive meeting, everyone. Listen, we're going to leave at 0400... We're going to leave at 0800... Listen, we're going to leave after the French toast breakfast in the morning.
He's not the kind to kiss and tell, but he once dated Karen. After every kiss, she'd ask to see his boss, her loss. He might need another spacesuit, a black belt with the belch. He's the American spaceman, half Irish and half Welsh.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is John Dale, also known as Captain Backvar. If you are interested in participating in a country music festival during the summer of 2024, please call 605-549-5515 today and let me know. Thank you so much.
When the internet first came out, it promised to connect the world, and it did. Unfortunately, baked into the internet is the ability to get information about other people. Like lots of information. Of every imaginable type. We believe over time that by respecting your right to privacy, our communities become stronger and more trustworthy. At dbtodom.com, we believe that is a good thing to work for. Thank you.
We love our dogs. We love our pets. But sometimes we just can't afford to take them to the vet, and we have to do something unmentionable. If you or your family or friends find themselves in this circumstances, there's something that you can do. Call Hobo's Healing Heart or look them up on Facebook. I'm not a representative of them, but I would like to wholeheartedly recommend them to you before you consider doing the unthinkable to one of your most loyal, lifelong companions.
Hello, everyone. This is John Dale. I want to share with you the story of Carrie Leitner, also known as Karamie Leitner, who passed away tragically in a hit-and-run accident when a drunk driver ran her over and left the scene. On May 3rd, 1980, in the words of her mother, "My world came to an end. My daughter, Karamie Ann Leitner, Carrie, 13 years old, was killed by a multiple repeat offender drunk driver. She was hit from behind, thrown 125 feet, and left in the road to die. The drunk driver did not stop to render aid, nor did he tell anyone of his actions when he returned home. He did tell his wife not to look at the car before passing out drunk. She ignored him, looked at the car, and the rest is history." When Clarence Bush, killed my daughter. He was out on bail from another hit-and-run drunk driving crash and had an astonishing 3 prior convictions for drunk driving in 4 years. Yet somehow he was still driving on a valid California driver's license. Carrie Leitner was an identical twin, and my oldest daughter by 4 minutes. She was beautiful, outgoing, athletic, popular, compassionate, and funny. She was a great imitator of others and had a wonderful sense of humor. She and her sister were idolized by their younger brother Travis, mainly because they were bigger than his friends and could threaten them with bodily harm whenever they went after their brother. After this event, Carmi's mother founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving. In the early 1980s, the group attracted the attention of United States Congress Senator Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat from New Jersey. He didn't like the fact that youth in New Jersey could easily travel to New York and purchase alcohol and circumvent New Jersey's law restricting consumption to those 21 years and older. The group had its greatest success with the enacting of a 1984 federal law, the National Minimum Drinking Age Act. That introduced a federal penalty, a 5%, later raised to 10%, loss of federal highway dollars for states that did not raise the minimum legal age for the purchase and possession of alcohol to 21 years of age. After the United States Supreme Court upheld the law in 1987 in the case of South Dakota versus Dole, every state and the District of Columbia made the necessary adjustments by 1988, but not the territories of Puerto Rico and Guam. However, in July 2010, Guam raised its drinking age to 21. In 1985, Leitner objected to the shifting focus of MAD, that's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and left her position with the organization. In 1988, a drunk driver traveling the wrong way on Interstate 71 in Kentucky caused a head-on collision with a school bus. 27 people died, and dozens more were injured in the ensuing fire. Known as the Carlton Bus Disaster, it equaled another bus crash in Kentucky in 1958 as the deadliest bus crash in U.S. history. In that aftermath, several parents of the victims became actively involved in MAD, and one became its national president. In 1994, the Chronicle of Philanthropy released the results of the largest study of charitable and nonprofit organization popularity and credibility. The study showed that MAD was ranked as the most popular charity nonprofit in America of over 100 charities researched, with 51% of Americans over the age of 12 choosing the category of love and like a lot for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. MAD released its first Rating the States report, grading the states in their progress against drunk driving. In 1991, as of this year, the report has been released an additional 4 times. In 1999, MAD's National Board of Directors unanimously voted to change the organization's mission statement to include the prevention of underage drinking. In 2002, MAD announced its 8-point plan that consisted of the following elements: resuscitating the nation's efforts to prevent impaired driving. 2. Increasing driving while intoxicated enforcement, especially the use of frequent, highly publicized sobriety checkpoints. 3. Enacting primary enforcement seatbelt laws in all states. 4. Creating tougher, more comprehensive sanctions geared toward higher-risk drivers. 5. Developing a dedicated national traffic safety fund. 6. Reducing underage drinking. 7. Increasing beer excise taxes to the same level as those for spirits. And finally, 8. Reinvigorating court monitoring programs. In a November 2006 press release, Mothers Against Drunk Driving launched its campaign to eliminate drunk driving. This is a 4-point plan to eliminate drunk driving in the United States using a combination of current technology such as alcohol ignition interlock devices, new technology in smart cars, law enforcement, and grassroots activism. Mothers Against Drunk Driving's national president was Millie Webb in 2002. Chuck Hurley became the MAD CEO in 2005. He retired in June 2010 and was replaced by Kimberly Earle, who had been CEO of Susan G. Komen for the Cure since 2007. Earle left to become the president of a new foundation of Sanford Health in January 2012. The Edith Sanford Breast Cancer Foundation, Debbie Weir replaced her as MAD CEO. In 2019, MAD Brazil was founded. Sources of information for this segment came from Wikipedia and wesavelives.org/carries-story. Thank you for listening. Hello, everyone. This is John Dale of Pretty Little Ditties. I play original music, and I do a lot of improv with my presentation. Every performance is different. I also love to teach and interact with people who appreciate and enjoy live music from a real person. I have deep knowledge and experience in music, and it comes through in the playing that I work hard to be able to bring to your event. If you'd like to have me out, please don't hesitate to drop me a note at info@plainstribune.com. Again, that's Pretty Little Ditties. That's what I'm calling my little music venture. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Hey, are you struggling to find a way to stay fit in the wintertime? It's just so easy to kick your feet up and have that fourth cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows, isn't it? Well, I solved this problem for myself about 3 years ago when I started cross-country skiing. We found our way up to the Big Hill facility here near Spearfish. You just hop on Tinton Road, you head up there on Big Hill. That's maintained by Nordic Ski Group. I can't think of the, oh my gosh, what's the name? The Black Hills Nordic Ski Club or something like that. They're on Facebook. If you look up Black Hills Nordic Skiing and cross-country skiing, you'll definitely be able to find them. It's changed my life. It gives me that edge in winter. I don't put on that extra 5 or 10 pounds that then I'm looking at every spring. And it feels great for those of you who are active. I can wholeheartedly recommend that you head up to Big Hill and check out those trails. Also look them up on Facebook and get some pointers and tips for your skis and how to wax them and how you can help to be a good citizen up there. So anyway, I'd like to personally thank the Nordic Ski Club folks up there for the work they do maintaining that trail. It's a life changer and it's awesome. It's something that I think I would like to see become more popular in the area. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
The Light Phone 2 is a premium, minimal phone. It will never have any social media, clickbait news, email, an internal browser, or any other anxiety-inducing infinite feeds. It's an experience we call going light. It's a phone, it calls, it texts. There's a customizable menu of simple tools and a dashboard website to manage everything. There's a headphone jack, Bluetooth, and it can be used as a personal hotspot. The phone uses unique electric paper screen technology, also found in popular e-readers. This does not emit any blue light like a traditional backlit screen. It's visible in direct sunlight and limited to black and white, intentionally. So if you're interested in the Light Phone, go to thelightphone.com and tell them John Dale sent you. Hello everyone, John Dale again here. This is the story of The Internet's Own Boy, a film that you can watch about the life and times of Aaron Hillel Schwartz. Aaron was born on November 8th, 1986. He died on January 11th, 2013. Aaron was an American computer programmer, an entrepreneur, a writer, a political organizer, an internet hacktivist. As a programmer, Schwartz helped develop the web feed format, RSS. The technical architecture for Creative Commons, an organization dedicated to creating copyright licenses, the website framework web.py, and Markdown, a lightweight markup language format. Schwartz was involved in the development of the social news aggregation website Reddit until he departed from the company in 2007. He is often credited as a martyr and a prodigy, and his work focused on civic awareness and activism. After Reddit was sold to Condé Nast Publications in 2006, Schwartz became more involved in activism, helping launch the Progressive Change Campaign Committee in 2009, and in 2010, he became a research fellow at Harvard University's SAFRA Research Lab on Institutional Corruption, directed by Lawrence Lessig. He founded the online group Demand Progress, known for its campaign against the Stop Online Piracy Act. On January 6, 2011, Schwartz was arrested by Massachusetts Institute of Technology Police on state breaking and entering charges after connecting a computer to the MIT network in an unmarked and unlocked closet and setting it to download academic journal articles systematically from JSTOR using a guest user account issued to him by MIT. Federal prosecutors, led by Carmen Ortiz, later charged him with 2 counts of wire fraud and 11 violations of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, carrying a cumulative maximum penalty of $1 million in fines, 35 years in prison, asset forfeiture, restitution, and supervised release. Schwartz declined a plea bargain under which he would have served 6 months in federal prison. 2 days after the prosecution rejected a counteroffer by Schwartz, he was found dead in his Brooklyn apartment. In 2013, Schwartz was inducted posthumously into the Internet Hall of Fame. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you.
Growing Business Solutions is an LLC started in Tucson, Arizona in 2004. This is John Dale, everyone. I founded Growing Business Solutions as the master's thesis for the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship Concentration in Entrepreneurship. Since then, I've worked professionally in enterprise software, delivering solutions to healthcare. I've delivered encryption software for the largest credit union in Canada. I put together a 52-gun raffle for law enforcement, a law enforcement association. I've delivered for higher ed, K-12, and other firms. I can design and build these applications from the ground up. They're scalable, fast, secure, privacy certified. I can also conduct audits, and I can perform consulting of many different technological varieties. Again, that's growingbusinesssolutions.com. Thank you.
Howdy! If you're like me, you really enjoy the satisfaction that comes from harvesting your own vegetables from your very own garden using this incredible soil we have here in Spearfish. But I wanted to remind you, now is really the beginning of next season. Start thinking about your garden now. We have two farmers markets in town, and the people go there looking for produce. So we need more people to be putting stuff in the ground now. I know there's a Black Hills Master Gardeners Club organization that you could reach out to for help. Also, there, just look it up, the farmers markets. You can touch base with them probably on Facebook and other means. Go find them online and reach out to them for advice, tips, and pointers. And go ahead and put some seeds down. Thanks, everybody. This is John, by the way, John Dale. Have a great day. Hello, everybody. This is John Dale. Do you know any fiddle pickers here in the area who would like to feature their original music on the program? If so, have them call 605-549-5515 and leave a message to put us in contact. Basically, you can think of it like an open mic, a digital open mic. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
This is John Dale, PlainsTribune.com and the Talking Classifieds. We had one of our listeners send this classified ad in. I'm asking $125 for all of the following. They can email me at freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com for more information, pictures, etc. Also mention, please, that I'm planning to have a storage unit sale soon with lots of kitchen items, like new men's Wrangler jeans, size 34 by 34, women's jeans, size 8, 9, and 10, women's tops, 100% cotton, long and short sleeves, mostly made in America. Here's that email again, freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com. That's F-R-E-E-D-O-M-S OFGROWING. freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com for more information on that information.
Hi. I have numerous Chilton and Haynes automotive repair manuals. I just glanced at some that were in sight here and counted 20 or 25, so I have more than a few. Some are domestic cars and light trucks such as Ford, Chevy, Dodge, and others. And some are foreign like Toyota, Honda, different foreign makes. I'm asking $5 for the very good ones, and as the condition depreciates, so does the price. I also make volume deals. If you are in need of a manual, it might be worth your while to check with me. Thank you. You can contact me at 605-645-3882. Bye.
Hello, I'm in the market for crafting supplies, mainly like yarn, fabric, embroidery thread, or similar materials. If you have some old supplies sitting around that you've been like meaning to give away or don't need anymore, I'd be glad to take it off your hands. Just text me at 520-548-1311 and let me know if you're interested and what you have if you have something. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending our Talking Classifieds broadcasting here from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in Spearfish, South Dakota. We had someone who wanted to advertise with us who's one of those shy little butterflies. She wrote a book. It's called Louisa Bean, The Bean Family Wagon Train, 1855 from Maine to Iowa. That's spelled L-O-U-I-S-A, and you can purchase this on Amazon. Bean spelled B-E-A-N. Here's the description of that book. Louisa and Joel sell their farm and most of their livestock. They take their six children and all that can fit into two covered wagons, leaving the comfort and safety of their home in Maine. The family goes on a long journey to Iowa. More Bean families join the wagon train on the westward journey. These brave people kept their focus on the western horizon and the fertile farmland they could purchase when they arrived in Iowa. Not yet knowing the hardships that awaited some of them, they were anxious to get resettled before their first Iowa winter. Again, check this out on Amazon. Pick up a copy. It's Deborah Bean is the author, and she's a Black Hills original. She'd love for you to read her family's story. Again, that's Louisa Bean, The Bean Family Wagon Train, 1855. L-O-U-I-S-A-B-E-A-N. That book is $4.77. Pick up a copy today.
Hi, I have a 14-inch adorable ballerina bunny in a cute pink tutu dress. This is an adorable bunny stuffed animal with a cute satin and tulle tutu, and it's pink on a white bunny. It freestands on its own and even has two little bows around its ears, which hang down really far along its back. This would be a great present for any little girl that loves ballet. It looks great sitting on a shelf or for a bed decoration. It is very well stuffed and keeps its shape. It's in good shape with no tears, worn spots, or stains. You can call me at 605-644-7337, and I am asking $20. Thank you.
Are you looking for a dynamic, talented, educated, and fun musician to join your band? I can play drums, banjo, guitar. I can play a little bit of bass, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, classical guitar, and I can also sing and do backup vocals. And I would love to sit in with your band, and maybe we can make some awesome music together. Just call this service and drop a message if you're interested. I'd be happy to do that. My name is John Dale, 605-549-5515, and I'll get that message if you're interested in having me sit in. Thank you so much.
Hi, I have two separate porcelain dolls I'm trying to sell. They can be bought together or separate. The first one is a 16-inch porcelain doll with navy velvet dress, bonnet, and doll stand, and I'm asking $20. This is a really cool old porcelain doll that is in really good condition. She has a pretty navy velvet dress and bonnet that has lace and feathers around it. She has all her original clothing, including bloomers, cotton tights, petticoat, and shoes. With the bonnet, she actually stands 18 inches tall, and she has blue eyes and light golden brown curly hair. She is in great condition, and again, that's a 16-inch porcelain doll with the navy velvet dress for $20. Then I also have a 14-inch porcelain doll with a white lace dress, toy bear, and doll stand. This is a really cute 14-inch doll. She's in very good condition. She has pretty blonde curls, blue eyes, and comes with a cute little teddy bear that she's holding. Her clothes are in good condition. She has cotton tights, long bloomers, shoes, and a lacy dress. I'm asking $20 as well for her. And both dolls, like I said, have their own stands. And my name is Jessica. You can reach me at 644-7337. And that is area code 605. Thank you.
Hello again, everyone. This is John Dale, and thank you for attending our Talking Classified service. We have another entry from the same shy little butterfly as before. This is author Deborah Bean of Black Hills Original. She wrote a second book to follow up with the first called Louisa's Legacy, The Story of John T. Bean. The saga continues of the Bean family who settled in the Muscatine, Iowa area. After surviving the arduous journey and challenges of life, John T. Bean carries on the legacy of Joel and Louisa Bean. Farming in the mid-1800s with horses to work the land, he manages to prosper and raise a large family despite hardships. The family survives danger, harsh weather, and fire and drought as a testament to their faith. Once again, this is author Deborah J. Bean. She's a Black Hills Original, and she would love for you to pick up a copy of each one of her books. Thank you so much for attending the Talking Classifieds. We'll be back with more soon.
Hi. A lady I've known since we were young kids asked me to put her car in an ad here for her, so I'll go ahead with it. It's a 1999 Jaguar Model XJ8 four-door sedan, always garaged, almost mint condition, has a little over 100,000 miles on it, original forest green paint, interior is leather, buckskin tan color, has bucket seats in front, automatic on the floor, battery is brand new, she has a clear title in hand, she's asking $10,200 for it or best offer. You can contact her at 605-641-6955. It is a beautiful car. Thank you.
Are you looking for a great gift for kids? I have one and make one-of-a-kind handmade hopscotch runners. You can keep those kids moving with this handmade hopscotch runner. It comes with two bean bags. The size of it is 22 inches by 79 inches. And it's made from a colorful collection of lightweight quilting type fabrics. It has a red heather colored fabric for the background and the backing. It's great for exercising and learning all in one activity. And the runner is machine washable as well. I have one currently available, and I will also take orders if you have a specific color or theme that you might be interested in. I'm asking $45 for these hopscotch rugs and the bean bags that come with it. You can reach me at 605-644-7337, and my name is Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you for attending the Talking Classifieds. To place your free Talking Classified, call 605-549-5515. If you need a little help, that's okay. Just leave a message at that same number. That's 605-549-5515. Thank you very much. Uh-huh.